大家一同打开罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12, please turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章，我们要从第三节一直要到第七节，我们一同来读。
Reading from verse 3 to 7.
第三节到第八节，我凭着所赐给我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着上帝所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。第四节开始一同读，正如我们一个身子上有好些的肢体，肢体也不都是一样的。我们这许多的人在基督里成了一身，互相联络为肢体，也是如此。按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或有说预言的，就当照着信心的程度说预言；或做这事，就当专一这事；或做教导的，就当专一教导；或做劝化的，就当专一劝化；施舍的，就当诚实的；治理的，就当殷勤；怜悯人的，就当甘心。我们再一次低头祷告。
Let us pray.
你不是在为我们祷告。
父神，我们把你的话语打开的时候，你再一次的打开我们的心，透过你的仆人向我们讲解，透过圣灵引导我们进入真理，我们就有一颗谦卑受教的心，受教于圣经，受教于圣灵。这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
阿门。我们已经思想到怎样照着神所给人信心的大小，看自己看得合乎中道。
We have talked about how do we think of ourselves according to the measure of faith God has given to us.
那么这就成为我们与别人在肢体交通、身体的生活中间一个伦理的基础。
And this becomes the actual foundation of the body life you have with other members of the church.
因为我们的教会中间跟社会的团体是完全不一样的性质。
Because the church as compared to the societal organization are different in nature.
社会的团体是行政上的需要而有的团体。
The societal organization comes because of the need of administration.
社会的团体是家族性的需要而有的团体。
And also societal organization comes because of the family need.
社会的团体是为了这个政治性、民族性的需要而有的团体。
And societal organization also comes because of political need.
社会的团体也是为了商业或者财经的需要而有的团体。
So societal organization comes because of finance or commerce need.
或者为了某种学术的研究、某种艺术的同心合意组成的社团。
And because of some academic need or some art need, they come into organization.
还有一些的社团为了某一些合暗的势力怎样凝固凝结，使一些同有这种败坏的心智的人在一起行恶所预备。
And some of the society comes because of the evil powers they need to come together as organization.
但是教会和社会完全不一样。
But then the church as compared to society is totally different.
社会有时代性。
The society is temporal.
虽然很多的社团在第二个时代中间就失去了真正的作用。
Even though many society in the next generation it loses function.
社会有地区性。
The society is regional.
所以同一种社团在别的地区就不能发生啊，产生相同的果效。
So the same kind of society in other religions cannot fully manifest the function.
社会的社团关系常常有时间、空间的限制。
So there's a social organization in society many times limited by time and space.
但是教会不是如此。
But then the church is not that.
教会是上帝心意中的心意。
The church is the mind center of God's mind.
教会是上帝计划中的计划。
And also is the plan within the plan of God.
所以教会是上帝借着基督到世界上舍身为我们成就的救赎，用宝血买赎回来的。
The church are those who have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ and Christ has planned that plan for us.
教会是尊贵到一个地步。
So the church is so precious.
是神自己的子民。
That it is God's own people.
是神眼中的同人。
And also the eyeball of God.
是神的心肝宝贝。
And also the treasure of God's heart.
是神牺牲他的圣子圣徒 耶稣基督所买回来。
It is the one redeemed by God through His precious Son.
所以教会是耶稣基督的身体。
So then the church is the body of Christ Jesus.
教会是基督属灵的宫殿。
Church then is spiritual temple of the Lord.
教会是神自己的居所。
It is the only dwelling place of God Himself.
教会是神借着立约与人合一在一起的地方。
It is through covenant the place that God meets with us.
教会是神把真理向世人显明的场所。
It is the place also whereby God's truth is manifested to the world.
保罗说教会是永生上帝的家。
And that's why Paul said that the church is the eternal home of the Holy Father.
真理的柱石和根基。
And also the foundation of the truth.
教会在社会的中间。
The church in the society.
应当基督徒有自尊自己认识自己何等尊贵的这种意识。
It must be that we have the consciousness as a Christian that how honored we are in the society.
每一个政治家都把教会当作许多社团里面诸多社团中的一个社团。
Because many of the politicians they deem church only but as one society organization.
但是基督徒知道，所有的社会都会时代性结束灭亡，是教会永远长存。
But then many of the Christians know that this society end with time but not the church.
所以世人是绝对不会尊重教会。
So the people of the world will not honor the church.
他们认为教会的存在是可有可无的。
They thought that the church can exist and all could be dispensed with.
他们看到教会有许多的失败，是对他们来说是自讨羞辱的一个事情。
They see the many failures of the church is a self-inflicted shame of the church.
所以教会特别是牧师传道犯罪的时候。
So at a time when the pastor or the preacher sin,
社会人士很愿意把教会的毛病用头条新闻把它公布出来，来羞辱教会。
So the people of the world want to publicize the headlines, so they want to insult the church.
特别是那些反对上帝的无神论的政权。
And especially the political power that go against God.
他们知道教会的存在是他们眼中钉。
Because they know the existence of the church is a prick to their eyes.
基督的存在是社会的良心对他们的控告。
And also is the persecution coming from the conscience of society.
当教会的道德跟人格的成就高过社会的时候，就成为他们自己的一个羞辱。
So when the ethnic achievement of the church is higher than the society, it becomes their own insult.
所以反对上帝的政党、政府、政治领袖和政团。
So the political organization, political power, and also political government.
他们对教会不存好意。
So the church they would not be friendly.
对纯洁的基督徒很可能找机会逼迫他们。
And to the pure Christian, they'd even persecute them.
21st century 结束以后。
So at the end, when it comes to the end of 21st century.
21st century.
And when it comes to the 21st century.
我们看到许多教会里面的人跟世俗化的道路而走。
We see that many of the church people are being secularized.
他们自己更不教导自己的尊贵在哪里。
And all the more, they are not conscious where is their honor.
也不教导自己的存在。是整个时代中间最需要的一个借镜，是一个这个审判台。
And also they do not deem themselves as the need of the church as a reflector, as a judge.
所以当基督徒与世界同流合污的时候
，So at a time when the church compromise with the world，
我们就失去了长子的名分。
So we have lost our position as a firstborn。
我们就失去了示范的地位。
And also we have lost the position to demonstrate。
我们失去了做光做盐的功用。
And also the function of being the light and the salt of the world。
教会的失败就注定了。
So the failure of the church is doomed。
所以当每一个圣徒都尊主的名为圣，以自己的地位为尊贵而至尊至爱的时候，
But then if every Christian deem themselves as honor and honor themselves，
基督徒就可以成得出口，
Then we can become the outlet of God，
基督徒就成为道的见证，
And become the testimony to the world，
基督徒成为世界的审判者，以及施恩成为见证人，领人归主。
And also become the judge of the world and also the one to bring people to Christ.
所以当每一个基督徒把自己献上活祭的时候，
So when every Christian offers themselves the living sacrifice,
他们就过一个遵行神旨意的生
活。 They want to live a life that goes according to the will of God.
他们过一个圣洁品质的生活。
And also a holy life.
他们过一个查验什么是善良纯全可学的神的旨意。
And also a life that tests and proves to the will of God.
他们不效法世界。
They do not be conformed to the world.
他们心意更新也变化。
So they are renewed and changed in their mind.
不但如此，他们不 看自己过于属单看。
No, only so they don't deem themselves more than they should.
乃是照着上帝赐给个人信心的大小，看自己看得合乎中道。
But according to the measure of faith God has given to them, they judge themselves soberly.
所以当基督徒有这样的自信，有这样的自知，有这样的自省，有这样的自评的时候，
So when the Christian have this type of self knowledge and self evaluation,
我们对外界来说
to the world,
就是一个做光做盐的榜样的人格。
Then we become a personality that testifies that we are the salt and the light of the world.
对内部来说
，But innerly,
我们彼此之间用爱心来建立这个伟大的教会，超越社团的功用。
Using love, we want to establish a church that transcends even to the function of the society.
当保罗讲到把身体献上
，When Paul said that offer your body,
然后说我们要心里更新的
，And also be transformed renewed.In your mind,
查验神的旨意
and to test and approve the will of God.
不要效法世界
do not be conformed to the world.
不高看自己
and also do not to lowly see ourselves.
不要高看自己
or to highly see ourselves.
我们要照着神的赐给我们的信心大小，看自己看得恰到好处
According to the measure of faith, God is given to us see ourselves soberly.
接下来，保罗就讲过肢体之间的生活
and then Paul teaches us that the body life.
因为我们是互相为肢体
because we come as a member.Most of the body,
共同为身体
together we form a body.
什么身体呢
？What body?
谁的身体
？Whose body?
耶稣基督的身体
，Christ Jesus' body.
基督是教会的头
，Christ is the head of the church.
教会是基督的身体
，and the church is the body of Christ.
大家说，基督是
教会
的
头，
教会是基督的身体。啊，教会里面每一个基督徒就是父为肢体。所组成的一个基督的身体。
So in the church, all the Christians become the members of that body and form that church.
这样就没有一个人看自己是完全。
So then not even a single person will deem himself as perfect.
因为没有一个肢体的功用是周全的。
Because there is no single function of the single part of the body which is perfect.
眼睛能看非常重要。但是眼睛不能听
The eyes can see is important but the eyes cannot hear
耳朵能听很重要但耳朵不能吃
It is important that the ear can hear but it cannot eat
口很重要能说话能吃口不能嗅
The mouth is important because it can eat but it cannot also smell
鼻子能嗅能呼吸但它不能看
And the nose can smell and breathe but it cannot see
手所做的脚不能做
What the hand does, the legs cannot do
脚在最低的地方但是是最基础是我们站立得住的所以是很重很坚固很直很大的肢体
And the leg is the lowest position but yet very fundamental
但是它的重要性就是在行走跟站立的这个重要性
But the importance of the legs is that it stand and also it moves
虽然它在最低的地方
Even at the lowest place it is
脚所做的手没有办法代替
What that the legs do the hands cannot substitute
如果你明天开始用24钟头用手走路你就知道我在讲什么
If tomorrow spending 24 hours you walk with the hand then you know what I'm saying
做眼睛的不可轻看做耳朵
So then the eyes cannot despise the ears
做耳朵的不可轻看做嘴巴的
And the ears cannot despise the mouth
做嘴巴的不可轻看做鼻子
And the mouth cannot despise the nose
做鼻子的不可轻看手
And the nose cannot despise the hands
手也不可轻看脚
So also the hands cannot despise the legs
上个礼拜快要结束的时候
So at the time when they are about to end
你还记得肢体之间要彼此相爱吗
You know every member of the body should love one another
当你右手半夜给蚊子咬得痒得不得了的
You know when your left hand the right hand is being stung by the mosquito
左手会不会说感谢主是他不是我
Would the left hand say that it is it not me
他写字他握手什么风头给他出尽了
Because it right it shake hands he have all the honor
我呢总是没有什么用处
I don't have any more function now
只有怪个手表罢了
I only buy the watch to wear
这些风头都给右手抢去了
So the hand, right hand take all the honor
现在右手给蚊子咬这是天公地道的事
So now the right hand is being stung by the mosquito so good
这是轮到你受苦
Now you have your chance to time to suffer.
不是的
No.
无论你多么打瞌睡
No matter how slumbering you are.
多么累
Or you're so tired.
你的左手不能安心睡觉
Your left hand cannot sleep soundly.
他们自己慢慢爬爬爬爬
You climb and climb and climb.
他翻山越岭到右手那里
And climb to the right hand.
去帮他爬爬
And to scratch it.
爬完了再回来睡觉
After scratching, you come back and sleep.
这就是肢体生活
That is the body life.
今天教会里面所缺乏的是什么
So then what? The church lacking
就是彼此相顾
That we hate each other.
彼此相爱。
We love each other.
彼此相助。
That we do not help each other.
这种的生活。
This kind of life.
当教会没有彼此相尊重、彼此相爱、彼此相帮助的时候
，When the members of the church do not honor and help and love one another，
教会就比社会更可怜。
Then the church is more pitiful as compared to society.
教会就比社会更可怕。
And even more awesome as compared to society.
所以我们父为肢体的人。
So we as member of the body.
要清楚知道这个真理。
Clearly we must know this truth.
就是我们的关系不是因为钱财。
That our relationship is not because of money.
我们的关系不是因为厉害。
That our relationship is not because of profit.
我们的关系不是因为我们有主人管理我们这些做工人的人。
That our relationship is not because you're a master controller and servant.
不是因为地位，不是因为权柄，不是因为钱财，不是因为利益。
Not because of your position or profits or this name.
那么教会肢体之间的关系是什么关系？
So what is the relationship of members of body?
生命的关系。
It's a live relationship.
是有机的关系。
It's an organic relationship.
是血。同的关系
is a blood relationship.
属灵的关系
is a spiritual relationship.
是永远的关系
is an eternal relationship.
我们的肢体与肢体之间的关系
so the relationship of body and body
是生命的关系
it is a life relationship.
神把永生给你
because
God has given 也把永生给我
God has given eternal life to you and to me.
我们都领受了同样的生命
we receive the same kind of life.
我们与我们之间有生命之间的关系
so we together have a relationship of life.
我们肢体与肢体之间的关系是有机的关系。
So the member and the member of the body is organic in nature in a relationship.
身体离开了头就不能活了。
Because the body leaving the head, it cannot live anymore.
每个肢体跟另外一个肢体中间有血的循环。
When every member of the body has the blood circulation,
所以肢体与肢体构成了身体的统一性的总功用。
So that members form a body with a united function.
所以所看的跟所听的一定报告到脑的总中心了。
So what you see and what you hear will report to the brain.
把中心所得到的所有的这个资讯一定产生统一的命令。
So when the central nervous system got all this, then it had the central instruction.
把这个命令一下来的所有的肢体一定顺服元首。
So when the central instruction comes, they will obey to the central of the mind.
这个就叫做教会的有机性。
And that's called the organic nature of the church.
我们今天所有的恩赐是为了把荣耀归给上帝。
So all the gift that we have is but to give glory to God.
今天所有的恩赐为了服侍我们的主耶稣基督。
So all the gift that we have is to serve Jesus Christ our Lord.
因为我们的恩赐是从神借着基督赐下来。
Because our gift is given to us through Christ Jesus.
而赐下恩赐是要我们在侍奉中间彼此合一。
So the gift is given so that in the services we are united.
所以当我们侍奉的时候
，So at the time we serve,
我们就听从唯一的元首的指挥。
We listen to only one head to instruct.
这个元首就是基督。
And that preeminent head is Christ Jesus.
基督是教会的头。
And Christ is the head of the church.
基督是元首。
He is the preeminent.
我们众弟兄姊妹是他的子民。
So we all brothers and sisters as members.
我们就存着敬畏基督的心。彼此顺从
with a heart that we honor Christ Jesus want to obey to one another
彼此相爱
and also love one another
彼此服侍
and serve one another
彼此挑担别人的责任
and also take up the responsibility for one another
更担起自己的责任
and all the more we take our own responsibility
能够彼此挑担别人的重担的时候
so at the time when they take up responsibility of others
整个有机的身体就统一地活动起来
that organic body is not being united in activity.
耶稣基督是教会的元首。
Christ Jesus is the head of the church.
所以像保罗接下去讲的。
So then what Paul says?
不是指我们的身体的事情。
Not just to point it to body.
是指主的身体的事情。
But Christ's body.
你说很美吗？
Is it beautiful?
创章第一节说你们要把身体献上当作
活祭。Is it chapter 12 verse 1 verse 7 and give yourself as a living sacrifice to body?
第五节开始告诉我们。
When it comes to verse 5.
这个身体献上是肢体在整个基督的身体里面的一部分。
This Christ sacrifice.Of the body is part of the body of Christ.
所以我这个身体是小我的身体。
So my body is the body of the small self.
教会是基督的身体是大我的身体。
And that body of Christ is the big self of the church.
我献上小我是要成全大我。
I dedicate my own small self in order to accomplish the big self.
我这个身体被神用是使基督的身体得着荣耀。
So when my body is being used by Christ Jesus, it's going to glorify the body of Christ Jesus.
保罗在 这个哥林多前书第六章告诉我们
Paul in 1 Corinthians 6 says
你们是重价买来的
You are redeemed with high price
所以你们要在你们身子上荣耀上
And that's why in the body you must glorify God
岂不知你们就是上帝的殿
Don't you know that you are temple of God
是上帝借着圣灵居住的身体
And God through the Holy Spirit dwell in your body
教会是基督的身体
So then the church is the body of Christ
教会是上帝的殿
It is the temple of the God
这殿就是你们
And that temple is you
那彼得的在彼得前书第二章告诉我
And Peter in 1 Peter 12 主借
着我们这些身体
And God through this body
我们每一个人都变成活石
We become a living stone
我也建造灵宫
In order to form this spiritual temple
the living stone to buildThe spiritual palace of God.
那么借着这个活石能够建立神活的殿，
上帝的灵宫
，and the spiritual palace of God.
Palace,
the palace of God.
神是万王之王
，God is King of all kings.
居住的地方
，the place he dwells.
他与人立约的地方
，and the place he made covenant with us.
同在的地方
，and he is present with us.
殿就变成了这个真正的信徒组成的真教会
，and that temple becomes a true church formed by the member of the church.
感谢上帝
，praise God.
那这样我们就应当发现我们有恩赐
，then we should know that we all have gifts.
所以今天与大家思想一些恩赐的问题
，so I want to meditate together with you things about gifts.
圣经提到恩典
，the Bible talks about grace,
恩惠
，about this grace and mercy,
恩赐
，and also gift.
上帝恩待我们。
God have mercy on us.
上帝施行恩惠。
God have grace on us.
恩典、恩惠、恩赐一样不一样
？So whether it's grace or mercy or gift, is it the same?
当上帝提到他的恩的时候
，When God talk about His mercy,
重点就是说，凭着他的主权，把他给人的好处赐给他所要赐。不配领受的，这个叫做神的恩。
And also the emphasis that, and emphasis that God, according to His sovereignty, He gave grace to us who are not deserving.
我们在罗马书第四章的第一段已经讲很清楚。
In the first part of Romans chapter 4, we have explained so clearly.
恩典是在行为之外。
Grace is outside our conduct.
恩典不是因为工作而得到。
Grace is not because we work and we deserve it.
恩典是我们不配领受。
Grace is because we're not deserving.
所以我们领受救恩的时候。
So we receive the redemption.
不是因为我够资格
Not because I'm qualified
不是因为我配
Not because I'm worthy
不是我做了好事
Not because I've done good
不是我行了律法
Not because I followed the law
不是我的行为足够蒙上帝的悦纳
Not because my conduct is worthily acceptable by God
我们原是活在最终的人
But we are all living in sin
那为什么我们领受救恩呢
Why is that we receive the grace
我们领受救恩因为神在万古之间造作他自己意识所定的在基督里拣选了我们
We receive salvation because in the ancient past God according to His grace in Christ Jesus has chosen us
然后再把丰丰富的恩典赐给我们
And then given to us this abundant grace
恩典是照着主充足的智慧赐下来
So the grace is given according to the abundant wisdom of God
所以这是其他恩典的问题
So that is grace
当然第十二章第五节以后所讲的不是恩典是恩赐
But what following after chapter, verse 5 of chapter 2 is about gift
所以这里的恩赐跟我们普天讲的恩典是不一样。
So the gift and the grace are different.
在归正神学的整个架构的神学思想里面。
So the structure, theological structure of Reformed theology.
我们知道神有两种恩典。
We know two kinds of graces God has.
一种叫做普遍恩典。
What's called common grace?
第二种叫做救赎恩典。
The second is redemptive grace.
我已经超过一次在这里对我们讲过。
More than one, I've spoken to you on this.
所以今天不深入解释
So we want to expand on deep
但是恩赐不是恩典
But gift is not grace
那么恩赐跟恩典不同在哪
So what is the difference of grace and gift
恩赐普遍恩赐或者普遍的恩惠是赐给所有的人
Because common grace is given to all people
但救赎恩赐是赐给那些蒙拣选的人
But the redemptive grace given to those who are chosen
但是这里提到的恩赐是指什么呢
So when you talk about gift here
这是指侍奉的问题
You talk about something on service
换句话说十二章五节以后
We say after verse 5 of chapter 12
你的教会生活里面每一个基督徒要过一个怎样服侍别人
It's talk about the church body life How every Christian must serve each other
To serve
来侍奉
to help one another
来彼此的扶助
to edify among the body of Christ
来彼此的建造
那这样 互相建立。
So when they edify each other,
彼此建造。
And also to build each other,
这就运用到恩赐。
That would have been utilization of gifts.
所以这个恩赐是指侍奉的，不是指救恩的。
So the gift talk about this service is not talk about salvation.
这个恩赐是指我们在侍奉，在肢体里面的工作，侍奉的所需要的这个恩典。
Give a point to the kind of grace we need in serving.
那么你说恩赐跟天赋一样不一样？
So you talk about this talent and gift, are they different?
天赋或者天资、智慧、聪明、天然所有的才干，到底等于不等于就是恩赐？
This natural talent is equivalent to gift.
你说的，一个人有才干。
A one with talent,
这才一定上帝来的。
The talent must come from God.
虽然他不信主，
even though he is not a believer.
请问不信耶稣的人，他的才干是不是上帝来的？
I want to ask those non-Christians, do they have talent coming from God?
是不是？是啊。
Yes.
反对上帝的人，反对的很厉害，那个口才是不是上帝来的？
You know, those who go against God are eloquent. Does it come from God?
无神论想来想去，后来想到最后，上帝不存在，那个思想的功用是不是上帝？
The atheist, the function of thinking until such time when you think that God doesn't exist, does that function come from God?
是不是？
Does it come from God?
Even the conclusion that there is no God from function of the thinking epistemologically is also given by God.
神是这个知识里面的思考来接的时候，没有神那样的思考也从神那边来的。
那么神把恩赐给这些人，
So God has given gift to these people，
你说就表示说基督徒有恩赐，
Within the Christian a gift，
非基督徒有恩赐，
Non-Christian also has gift。
但是圣经从来没有说这些才干在非基督徒的地位上被称为恩赐。
But the Bible never said that talent coming from non-Christian be called gift.
所以今天你要分开来。
So you must make a separation.
恩赐这个名词，
Not that gift
是专指基督徒才可以用，
Only solely pointing to Christians.
我再问刚才的话，
I want to ask again，
非基督徒的才干是不是上帝给的？
The talents of a non-Christian, do they come from God? Yes.
他的音乐才干，
And their musical talent，
上帝那里来，
come from God.
文学才干，
their literal talents,
上帝来，
come from God.
口才，
eloquence,
上帝来，
come from God.
无论哪一个人，
no matter who,
他在地上所能够有的各样形式说话的才能都是神赐下的。
Upon the earth, the ability that he has all come from God.
没有一个不是，
not even a single one is accepted.
李光耀是很好的政治家，
李光耀是个 politician,
他的政治才干是不是上帝来的？
Does his political talent come from God?
是不是啊？
Does it come from God?
Yes. 他前几个月讲了一句话，
A few months ago he said this,
I discovered there's no reason why we should believe that it's God up there.
我曾经思考过，没有任何理由可以我们相信上面有神，
没有什么需要，
那只算是 need。
有什么不同？
What's the difference?
他的意思，他不信上帝，新加坡也做得不错。
He means that he's not a Christian, but yet he could rule Singapore quite well.
I don't know why people say there should be a God there.
我不知道为什么人家说上面应该有一位神，
到底有什么理由？
What's the reason?
所以我问你，非基督徒的才干，
So I want to ask you, non-Christian talent,
是不是上帝来的？
Does it come from God?
是上帝来的。
Yes, it comes from God.
反对上帝的人的作曲，
Those who oppose God, even their composition of music,
作曲才能也是上帝来的。
And that composition of talent comes from God.
抵挡教会的那些文学家，
And those literaries that also go against the church,
他们的文学才华也是上帝来的。
So they write also come from God's talent.
那你说上帝已经说了，他降雨给好人也给坏人。
So the Bible says God has given rain to the good and the evil.
他是日头照这个义人也照恶。
And the sun also shine upon the good and the evil.
所以表示一切的恩典都是上帝。
Which is all grace comes from God.
因为这些恩典都是好的。
Because all this grace is good.
我们可以归纳一句话：一切美善的恩赐都是从众光之父那里来的。
So then we can see that all good gifts come from the God of light.
好的嘛。
It's good.
反对上帝的人，
Those who go against God,
他做的曲子很好。
And the music they compose good,
调也很好。
The good melody,
这个好的恩赐。
And that good talent,
一切美善的恩赐。
All good talents,
都是从神那里来。
It comes from God.
所以一切好的事情能够产生，
So all good things can be produced,
都是因为神的能力在背后衬托他们。
It is because the power of God that sustains it.
你只能从这个角度解释什么叫做上帝是无所不能的。
It is only from this perspective you can interpret Only God is omnipotent.
上帝无所不能的意思就一切美善的能力都是属神。
The meaning of God's omnipotent is that all good things come from God.
那么现在把这个事情稍微解决一些了。
So now we solve some of these problems.
我们继续思想下。
Continually.
那为什么不可以说非基督徒所领受的也是恩赐呢？
Why is that you cannot say that the talent of non-Christians are called gifts?
我不能说他们领受的不是上帝的恩。
I cannot say that they do not receive the grace of God.
恩赐这个字。
But then that's gift.
就变成了专用在圣徒得救以后在肢体生活中间彼此服侍的功用这个事情上
but become a special term that point to the inter-services of Christians after they have been saved in the church.
你不能说这个人很有骂人的恩赐。
You cannot say this man had good talents, a good gift in scolding people.
He had a gift of the scolding people.
He had a gift of scolding.
你不能说这个人 很有这一个什么呢这个毁谤人的恩赐。
You cannot say he is good in slandering people.
不可能的。
You cannot say that.
这是邪恶的事情。
Because this is evil.
而且这和教会的服事没有关系。
And he has no relationship with the services in the church.
所以呢，你就看这个人有教导的恩赐。
So you see this man has teaching gift.
这个人有传福音的恩赐。
Or the gift of preaching.
这个人有牧养的恩赐。
The gift of pastoring.
可以不可以啊？
Would that be?
可以的。
Yes.
这个人有音乐的恩赐。
This man has the gift of music.
可以不可以啊？
Can that be?
可以不可以
？Can that be？
我问你呀、
啊。I'm asking you。
眼睛这么大，干看着我做什么
？You're staring at me, not answering.
我问你，可以不可以啊
？Can you say that？
这个人很有音乐的恩赐。
He has the gift of music。
这个人有弹琴的恩赐。
Has a gift of playing piano。
这个人有唱歌的恩赐。
And gift of singing。
这些都可以的。
You can say all this。
但是你如果这样说
，But you say in that manner，
这个人有音乐的恩赐，圣经有什么地方讲过音乐的恩赐吗
？You say this man has a gift of music. In which place in the Bible does it say about gift of music？
没有的。
No。
所以圣灵教会。或者五旬节教会
the Pentecostal church
后来灵恩派
and they became charismatic movement
当他们讲圣灵的恩赐的时候
so when they have the gift of the Holy Spirit
他们找来找去
when they find and find
没有看到有音乐恩赐啊
they cannot see the music that are gifts
没有看到美术恩赐啊
or the gift of painting
没有看到建筑的恩赐
or the gift of architecture
那么当一个基督徒用音乐侍奉上帝的时候是不是恩赐
so when a Christian uses music to serve Lord is it a gift
如果我设计礼拜堂
if I were to design a church
我有几个原则
I have a few principles.
要每一个座位看讲台看得清清。
Every single seat will see the pulpit clearly.
第二个原则。
The second principle.
回音要用最便宜的器材达到最大的传递的格效。
You must know use the cheapest materials but to cut out the echo.
第三个。
The third.
就是光线用最少电力可以照射到每个地方都清清楚楚可以看得到。
And using also the lowest energy use, you can shine every angle.
第四个原则。
The fourth.
这个礼拜堂里面空气的这个流转一定是很通顺，而且用电力用不多的。
There must be fresh air circulation in this church so that you won't use a lot of electrical power.
第五个原则。
The fifth.
讲台跟讲员所用的地方不能占整个礼拜堂超过八分之一。
And also the place where the speakers are stand cannot occupy more than one eighth of the total space.
这个礼堂从后面到你们第一排是占整个礼堂的三分之一。
You know, from the back until the front that you have, there is occupy one third.
你看这么大的空间为了两个人。
In the such a big space only for two persons.
这是不对。
That's not right.
那我设计我一定不会违反这些规
定。I won't go against these principles.
但当我发现现在所谓很著名的建筑师建礼拜堂，他们都违背这些定
义。So when I see many of these famous architects, they also go against these rules.
所以我摇头叹息。
So I sighed.
很多建礼拜堂的都无意之中。给魔鬼留地步都不知道
Because many of churches are being built with a space given to tempt Satan.
所以一年有两个礼拜。
In Indonesia, that two
churches, 建好了以后
after completing,
发现在这个 balcony 上面的人除了第一排以外其他的都不能看见
See that on the balcony on the first row can see the pulpit not the other rows
钱已经变成钢筋水泥了
So the money has been turned to concrete
你不能说咔咔咔咔咔把它录下来
You cannot twist it
把它整个这个斜度放下去
And also the slant of it
最后什么办法呢
What to do in the
later 就把讲台升得很高
So the raised platform of the rest
谁都能看到
So everybody can see
那就是解决了解决
So you solve the problem
没有
No
讲台升得很高有第一排变成长颈鹿
So when you elevate the first row becomes giraffe
所以做礼拜一个钟头以后就累死了
So after 1 hour you feel so tired with your neck
改到后面改不到前面
So you change the back not the front
适应前面不能适应后面
You adjust the front not the back
几十年不必受的苦楚奄奄枉枉过几十年
So now we got to suffer in the church
所以后来几很多礼拜堂就来请我帮助他们了
So many of them come to ask for help from me
我现在不笨
I'm not stupid now.
你要帮助，要我给你帮助，怎么样设计？整个这次会写信，整个这次会一同到我 office， 我不会跟你个人谈。
You want the church to me to have the church and the whole deacons come to me？
因为很多礼拜堂把你的智慧拿去以后
，Because man just after take your wisdom，
他自以为他更聪明，又乱改，又说是你设计的，不好就说是你，好的说是他。
They thought they are more intelligent. They change a lot of things. If they're no good, they say it's your design, but it's good. They say that they're good.
我现在已经不是年轻人了。
I'm no more young.
所以我设计了几个礼拜堂。
So a few of these churches that I designed.
1000多座位。
And more than 1000 seats.
只要用两个 speaker 就清楚了。
Only two speakers with the rich whole congregation.
怎么可能呢？
How is it possible?
我说很多的智慧你们不知道。
I say a lot of wisdom you don't know.
因为我们请美国回来工程师，他也不知道。
Because we're American technician coming.
因为他专设计 shopping mall， 他不是设计礼拜堂。
Because he designed shopping mall, not church.
所以专设计礼拜堂的太少了。
So those people who are specialized in designing this church are lack.
现在礼拜堂越来越小，越来越小，因为很多人不做礼拜。
So the church becomes smaller and smaller because the people don't come to church.
所以设计大礼拜堂都设计错。
So when design big churches, all wrong design.
现在几间回应很好的礼拜堂。
So a few good acoustic churches.
他们承认是唐牧师设计的。
They acknowledge is Stephen Tong who designed.
那你说唐牧师原来有建筑的恩赐。
So this Stephen Tong also have the gift of designing churches.
圣经也没有讲的。
The Bible never say about that.
圣经没有说因有恩赐。
The Bible never says about gift of music.
圣经没有讲建筑恩赐。
Gift of architecture.
所以我们怎么了解恩赐这两个
词？ So how do you understand this gift, this word?
什么叫做才干？
What is talent?
什么叫做天才？
What about this genius?
什么叫做恩赐？
What about gift?
世界有很多才干的人。
In the world, there are many people who are talented.
那他没有做基督徒，你不能说他很有恩赐。
But they are not Christian yet, so you cannot say they're gifted.
教会里面有很多有恩赐的。
That church, there are many people are gifted.
那你不能说这些人就是有普通的才干的。
You cannot say these people only have ordinary gift, talent.
因为恩赐跟才干有一些不同的地方很难讲。
Because gift and talent, there are some fine distinction you cannot say clearly.
那我事先没有跟李博士谈这个事。
So we have not discussed this yet.
但我相信呢，他一定有一些观念我们可以学习。
So I believe that he got some concept we can learn.
请问世人的才干跟教你们恩赐一样不一样？
不一样。
有什么不一样？现在请站哈，请站。我不是考书啊。
我想用的这个目的和这个方法就形成很不一样。
用的目的跟方法不一样，所以这个是牵涉到那个上帝所赐的东西，你怎么用，你怎样用，你为什么用，你用在谁身上。
So upon this talent that gift that God has given to us, how did he use? What kind of motive you use it, and to whom did he use? Important.
李牧师一讲就把很重要的一点讲出来。
So a very important point is pointed here.
那么这样呢，外面的人用才干是为了赚钱。
So the people outside we use the talent to make money.
但是基督徒用才干是为了服侍基督的身体。
But the Christian when he use the talent, they want to serve the body of the Christ.
明白了吗？
所以 understand 了。
所以你用在怎样的事上？
So how that you use?
你存一个怎样的心来用？
What kind of heart you use?
因为你清楚知道这个才干是从神来的。
Because you clearly this gift from God.
所以这个才干应当归给神。
Then it must go back to God.
上帝的物归给上帝。
What belongs to God must go back to God.
那这样呢，用才干的时候。
So when you use a talent.
当你有了一种圣化的动机
，You have a sanctified motive，
有圣化的目的
，sanctified purpose
就变成被神的圣洁用途所高摩的才干。
So they make a talent with being a big holy by God，
这叫做恩赐。
That's called gift。
所以我要讲一句比他刚才讲的更简单的话。
So more simplified statement I want to say，
恩赐是什么
？What's gift？
Sanctified talent。
Sanctified 的圣化的才干，
被圣化以后的才干。
Sanctified talents, a gift，
这个叫做恩赐。
That's called gift，
你懂吗
？You understand now？
当我看见了很多音乐厅、很多歌剧院建得比礼拜堂更像样的时候，我很抱不平。
When I see many of these concert hall, opera houses are more better designed as compared to just I&D，
500年以前
，500 years ago，
世界最大的建筑是礼拜堂。
The biggest building in the world is church.
第二才是王宫。
The second only is the palace.
300年以前。
And 300 years ago.
世界最大的建筑是王宫。
The biggest architecture of the world is the palace now.
以后是音乐厅。
And then it is concert hall.
礼拜堂。
And church.
200 years ago
200 years ago
世界最大最大的建筑是皇宫
The biggest architecture in the world is palace
又是博物馆
And then museum
接下来才是礼拜堂
And then only church
100
years ago
世界最大的东西是博物馆
The biggest building in the world is a museum
又接下去才是其他的这个礼拜堂等等
And then others including church
到了20世纪呢
When it comes to 20th century
世界最大的东西是兵营是工厂那个礼拜堂、王宫都慢慢小起来。
The biggest building is the army camp and also the factories.
那从建筑的伟大来说
，coming from the mightiness of architecture，
没有永恒的兵营。
And then there's no eternal camp, army camp.
没有漂亮的艺术的工厂。
There's no the beautiful artistic factories.
宫殿的艺术。
And also this art of the palace.
礼拜堂的艺术
and the art of a church
这个后来是被歌剧院跟博物馆抢过去的
is being borrowed by this museum and also the opera houses
现在我们要建音乐厅建到世界最贵的建礼拜堂随便因为耶稣是住马槽的
so when we want to build this opera house it's most expensive but not with the church
1982年
in 1982
台北两座音乐厅歌剧院跟音乐厅建成的。
Taipei have two concert hall and one or two one concert hall one opera house。
那两座一共是用了$25,000,000。
And cost about $200 million。
$250 million。
$250 million US dollars。
$25,000,000。
$250 million US dollars。
轰动全世界。
And it shook the whole world。
因为呢，
Because、
在这以前呢
，Before that，
San Francisco Symphony。
San Francisco Symphony。
Davis Hall 才用$38,000,000。
Davis Hall only spent out $35 million.
以后呢，这个德国 Bavaria 的这一个的 München 的音乐厅才$3,500,000。
Bavaria also spent about $30 million US.
不然用台北$2,500,000。
So in this time, suddenly there are these two buildings that cost $250 million.
世界最贵的厅。
So the most expensive hall in the world.
但是前两三个月，新加坡刚建成了两粒榴莲。
And two两个月前 and 2 months ago this Singapore built the two durians
是用了差不多$400 million
and spent out $400 million US
比台北的更贵
more expensive as compared to Taipei
不久有北京要演的音乐
you know also this Beijing where they built a music hall
要比新加坡的还贵几倍的价钱
and also a few folds more expensive as compared to Singapore
你看见今天呢
So you see today,
教会越来越差，越来越差。
The church is now dwindling now.
我现在在讲他们要建礼拜堂，还没有宣布出去，有的人就大骂我了。
So in Jakarta, before even I declared I want to build a church, people scold me.
很多人穷得半死。
People so poor.
你以为上帝喜欢人用冷气厅来赞美上帝、歌颂他
？You think God want to use the air-conditioned home and as a hall to praise Him?
我不知道这个人是哪个教会的会友。
I don't know this member belongs to which church.
如果他是我教会的会友
，If it is my member.
那么他忘记了他每个礼拜做礼拜就是有冷气的地方
He forget that every week when he comes to the church is air conditioned room
或者我建好了以后可能他以后就跑到桥下去做礼拜
Oh maybe later on I complain the church he'll go below the bridge to worship God
我不明白
I don't understand
有一些观念像犹大的口讲出来
Some of the concept coming from the mouth of Judah
真喇叭的香膏
The two nuts like oil
去不应当卖掉去分给穷
So that we sell it and give it to the poor?
耶稣基督说是啊他讲的对
Jesus
就是太浪费
Jesus said yes you squandered the money
对不对
Is that right?
不是
No
耶稣说玛利亚把这个真喇叭香膏献给我
He said that Mary has given this true nut ointment to me
坐在我的身上
It's done upon me
你们常有穷人
You have many times the poor people with you
常常有我
But not many with me
所以耶稣没有反对把最好的东西献给他
So Jesus did not oppose to giving the best
我们建了好的礼拜堂没错
We build good church building is not wrong
把最好的艺术用出来没错
And also the best art to God is not wrong
那你说圣经没有讲有建筑的艺术有技术的这个恩赐音乐的恩赐我们怎么解决这个问题
So the Bible never said about the gift of music or architecture
在创世纪里面
You know in Genesis
最先懂得吹笛的音乐的是那个败坏的人的子
The one who knows to play the flute is the children of the fallen one
是这个该隐的后代
Is the belong to the descendant of Cain
不是正敬虔的后裔
Not belonging to the godly tribe
所以呢音乐的恩赐也有在外邦的中有 rock and roll
So this talents of music also in the non-Christians rock and roll
hard rock for soft ear Hard rock for soft ear， 所以你老的时候就变成半聋，就是那个意思。
So you'll go half deaf when you're old。
还有的人唱得很好 ，Pavarotti。
Some will sing well, Pavarotti。
Domingo。
Domingo。
Carreras。
Carreras。
Maria Callas。
Maria Callas。
John Sutherland。
John Sutherland。
Leontine Price。
Leontine Price。
Kathleen Battle。
Kathleen Battle。
Jesse Norman。
Jesse Norman。
这些人都是世界历史里面最好的歌。
All these are the best soloists in the world。
很多人小的时候是在教会唱。唱到最后感到礼拜堂太小，要到歌剧院唱才甘愿。
Many of these people when they're young they sing in the church, but they find that the church is too small. When they get old, they want to go to the opera house to sing.
当上帝叫摩西建这个会幕的时候
，So when God commanded Moses to build the tabernacle，
那个在幔子上刺绣的人
，So upon the curtain when they weave，
基督的本的形象就是
，And cherubim is in weave，
有耶和华的灵与他同在
，The Spirit of God was with him，
所以。这表示恩赐是从上帝来
，meaning the gift come from God。
连艺术的恩赐也是上帝。
Even the gift of art come from God。
当大卫的儿子所罗门建殿的时候
，When King David's son Solomon built the temple，
那些工匠、那些雕工、那些刺绣的人都有主的灵智慧在他身上。
All those special workers have the spirit of God dwelling in them。
所以这表示呢，是艺术的恩赐是从上帝。
Within the gift of art come from God。
大卫唱诗的时候
，At the time when King David sings，
弹琴的时候
，When he played the music instrument，
那个是扫罗身上的恶魔就离开他。
So the evil spirit that possessed his soul departed。
神与这些真正爱主的人的音乐有同在。
So together with those musicians that truly love God， God is with them。
那我们可以不可以说这个人有音乐恩赐呢
？Can we say that this man has the gift of music？
这个人有建筑恩赐
？Or the gift of architecture？
这个人有诗歌的恩赐
？Or the gift of song？
他有文学恩赐
gift of writing，
他有这个绘画的恩赐
gift of painting，
有雕刻的恩赐
gift of sculpting。
我再说
，I say one more time，
你要加上一个重要的字
，you must add an important word，
就是被圣化以后的才干才叫的恩赐。
Sanctified talents called gift。
Sanctified talents，
圣化的才干。
Your talent。
你是有才干
You're very gifted
你很有才干的
上帝 naturally 已经把天然的才干放在你
God has given this natural talent to you
但你不能用你的才干来侍奉上帝
But you cannot use the talent to serve God
因为你的才干需要被圣化神才要
Because your talent must be sanctified before God can use it
一个还没有圣化的人唱歌很好
Before a man is sanctified those who can sing well
唱的圣洁不够
But the holiness is not good enough
他的动机的圣洁不够
The holiness in his motive is not good enough
目的的圣洁不够
And the sanctification of the motive is not good enough
要圣化他的动机
You must sanctify his motive
圣化他的声音
Sanctify his voice
圣化他的目的
Sanctify his motive
我16岁就加入 Oratorio Society
When I was 16 I attended this Oratorio Society
I was a tenor 里面很重要的
I'm very important a member of the tenor
16岁唱什么诗歌呢
16 years old what do I sing?
Haydn70岁的时候所写的 The Jahrestitan
Jahrestitan written by Haydn when he was 8 of 70
用德文唱
using German to sing
第一首 Come holy lands Let's himmels come 来吧春天我们欢迎
Come spring we welcome you
我们唱春天从下的所有歌都用德文背出来唱
So we want to memorize in German
后来我们也唱弥赛亚
So we sing 弥赛亚
我是很严谨受训练的歌手啊
，So I'm a very trained soloist.
从16岁的 singer， 我16岁就唱最难的诗歌。
So when I was 16, I sing most difficult pieces.
Handel, Bach, Haydn, Mozart, Beethoven,
and all these pieces.
这些我都17岁就开始指挥。
So when I was 17, I can conduct all these pieces.
所以这就伟大的 oratorio， 我背得滚瓜烂。
So this big oratorio, I memorize them so well.
所以我第一次到马来西亚来，那10年里面。我每次听你们诗班唱诗都求主怜悯。
So the first time when I came to Malaysia, the first 10 years, when I every time when I see you singing, I say God have pity on them.
但是我要忍耐，我要爱心。
But I gotta be patient. I must have love.
是到1992年的时候。
And come 1992,
听到陈荣、卓如燕几位唱，我才感谢主，原来也有人的。
So when I heard 陈荣 and 卓如燕 singing, I say, well, their talents are in Malaysia.
不但有人。
Not only their people.
马来西亚有很多音乐恩赐，比在印尼的音乐家还好。
Malaysian have this.Some musical talent is better than Indonesians.
所以你们的宝贵，你们的国宝。
So you must treasure your national precious.
不然我就把他请到外国去，你们就没有了。
If not, I'll take them to my place.
所以我请成龙弟兄特别到台北去。
So I invited especially Qing Yong to this Taipei.
最后一个晚上
The last night.
唱几首歌
Sing a few songs.
许千千万万的人听了
So thousands of people heard it.
他们很受感动
They were so touched.
感谢上
Praise God.
那当我十六岁的时候
So when I was 16,
我还没有得救
I was not saved yet.
有没有才干
Was I talented?
有
Yes.
会不会唱圣诗
Can I sing hymns?
会
Yes.
是不是恩赐
Is it a gift?
不是
No.
为什么呢
Why?
还没有圣化
Yes, not be sanctified.
Not yet sanctified.
Not yet sanctified.
所以我唱 Hallelujah, Hallelujah. 我口唱 Hallelujah, 我心唱什么你知道吗
So Hallelujah with lips, I sing. What do I sing with my heart?
我心里唱的，你要不要听
You want to listen?
你注意听哦，口说 Hallelujah, Hallelujah. 心唱什么？弟兄姐妹，我很会唱歌，你知道吗？
This is the way I sing. I can sing well, brother and sister, when I sing Hallelujah.
这就是才干跟恩赐不同的地方。
So that's the difference of talents and gifts.
教会越多才干的人在里面。
If there are more people of talents in the church,
越多风头。
And there are more people who want to show off,
越多抢夺上帝荣耀。
And there are more people who snatch the glory of God,
越多自高自傲。
The more people are proud,
越多高看自己
and the people who deem this highly,
越多彼此纷争
and there are more conflict,
越多彼此排挤
and also want more conflict.
因为什么呢
Why?
都在才干的显露
Because you are performing showing off your talent.
才干跟恩赐不一样
It's different with talents and gifts.
因为当才干变成恩赐的时候
So when this talent becomes gift,
它已经圣化
It's been sanctified.
你是怎么圣化呢
How that is sanctified?
就是这几节所讲的
These few verses say that.
不要看自己贵所当看。
Do not deem yourself more highly than you should.
查验为上帝善良纯全科学的旨意。
To test and approve the good and pleasant will of God.
照着信心的大小看自己看得合乎中道。
According to the measure of faith given to you, you must see it soberly.
心意更新了变化。
Be transformed in your mind.
你们不要效法。
Do not be conformed to the world.
然而你们知道这是一个身体。
When you see it's a body,
我们父为肢体。
We as a member of the body,
我们的功用是不一样。
Our functions are different.这
样肢体与自己的功能是不一样
的。Let the part of body are different in functions.
这种了解
，this kind of understanding，
这种观念去服侍就对。
With this concept, one serve that's right.
求主帮助。
That God will help us.
求主给我们的教会能够越来越蒙恩。
That will God will bless the church more and more.
什么办法呢
？What kind of method?
就是我们不是用才干来帮助上帝的工作。
That we want to use the talent to help God.
是用恩赐来服侍。
But then rather we use gift to serve the home of God.
大家说，不是用才干来帮助主的工作，乃是用恩赐来服侍主的家。这是家
，That's home.
因为是家
，Because home，
所以我们就愿意一心一意盼望家兴旺。
So we are so willingly hoping that the home will revive.
说妈妈的会不会说，我在这个家从早到晚。照顾爸爸给他起身去上班再照顾孩子给他们去上课下午回来再替他们做清楚晚上给他们睡觉我的薪水应该多少他不会这样
Would the mother say that I take care of the father take care of the son how much I should be paid monthly
因为他是以献身在家中
Because she's dedicated the home
以牺牲的爱去服侍
With a sacrificial love she wants to love the home
作为他在家中生活的心智的基础
So that the foundation of the mind of a home.
所以恩赐除了圣化以外
So this the gift other than means sanctified.
恩赐是为了愿意牺牲自己愿意成全全家而做服侍的一种献上
So the gift also is a sign of dedication. So that for the sake of the home, you want to dedicate yourself.
我为什么献上我这一份
Why I dedicate my part?
因为我们领受的恩赐不同
Because we receive different gifts.
我所能献上的
What I can dedicate.
不管是照着神赐给我，叫我做的。
According to what is given to me and wanting me to dedicate.
我因为不能做你所能做的。
Because I cannot do what you do.
所以我只能做我所能做。
I can only do what I do.
我尊重你所做的。
So I honor what you do.
我也盼望你会尊重我所做的。
I also hope that you honor what I do.
如果没有人尊重我所做的。
If no one honor what I do.
我已经圣化了我的才干。
So I've sanctified my talent.
我已经以牺牲舍己的精神献上我的自己。
I use the sacrifice Spirit to give what I have.
我以爱整个身体的关系，我把这个恩赐献上。
And also with love of the whole body, I dedicate my talent.
这样的精神
，this kind of spirit
就是家兴旺起来。
The home will be revived.
感谢上帝
，Praise God.
你们应当有一个家
，You must have a home.
有一个属灵的家
，Spiritual home.
一个教会。
a church.
你的教会里应当不是没有功用的。
The church, you must have a function to play.
做一个有功用的肢体。
Be a member that has function.
没有功用的肢体是不应当存在的肢体。
A member that doesn't have a function shouldn't exist at all.
没有功用的肢体是可有可无的肢体。
Because that a body without a function can go without.
肢体之所以是肢体。
That member of the body is a member.
肢体是因为功用而被安置在那里。
It is because they have a function that are being placed there.
我再讲一次啊。
One more time.
我讲的第二次你们就可以跟着讲了。
Then you repeat.
啊。我们没有功用的肢体是可存在可不存在的肢体。
A member of the body without function, he can be done without.
肢体之所以是肢体。
And that the member, because of the member,
是因为它是有功用而被造被安置在那里。
It is because it's a function being created, being placed there.
大家跟着说哈，没有功用的肢体是可有可无，可存在可不存在。
不存在。
肢体之所以被称为是肢体，是因为被造而被安置在那边是有功用的。所以这两个观念搞清楚以后
，So when they clear with this concept，
你不能够礼拜天来做礼拜，别人排椅子，最后迟到你才来。
You cannot come to the
怕停车麻烦，出去没有人，快快跑出去，那么迟到又早退，最节省时间。
You cannot come to the church later after people have arranged all the chairs and you want to go back fast because you are for fear that there will be traffic jam.
你很聪明嘛。
Yeah, intelligent.
我这么大的盲人。
I'm so busy.
所以我最后一秒钟来，反正唐牧师还没上台。
I'll come in the last second because Stephen Tong has not come up yet.
如果上台了，哈
，Even if come，
我才来，他会说，哎，还有人来感谢主。
I know. Maybe I'll come and say thanks God there's people coming.
那我就节省白椅子、翻诗歌、接待人那些麻烦嘛。
So I save all the troubles of arranging chairs, singing, ushering.
我很聪明，最后来谁坐在最后一排。
So I'm intelligent. I come in the last minute. I sit in the last row.
要走以前我先溜。
And before they dismiss, I will go the first.
最早到 parking lot.
The first go to parking lot.
一出去的时候就没有人阻碍我。
No one to stop me and cause traffic.
前来的要后去的。
So you want to come first and go last.
照耶稣讲的，最后来的要最先去。
And also, you come last, will go first. You say.
前面的在后面，后面在前面。
And you in front, will go to back, go to back, come to front.
如果你明白肢体。
If you understand about the member of the body, and understand about gift,
又明白功用
understand about function,
又明白基督是元首
understand that God is in the God,
那么你的教会生活就不一样
then your church life is different.
你一定懂得怎样与人相处
you know how to deal with others.
你一定懂得怎样圣化动机
how you sanctify your motive.
你一定懂得圣化目的
how you sanctify your purpose.
你一定懂得你的才干是为什么用的
you know what's the purpose of using your talents.
你一定懂得与人相政府建立的时候尊重别人的才干
and how that you work complementary with others and also honor others' talents
就变成整个身体的应用
so become the function of the whole body
dynamic function of the whole body of Jesus Christ
整个基督耶稣的身体的动性的应用
有动性的辅助 mutual function mutual edifying mutual edification
那动性的互动的建立
这是很重要的
that's important
感谢上帝
Praise God.
所以你看到这里你在读的时候你更明白了
So only after you understand this you can understand more when you read
我们大家再来读这件事
Let us read again
我们一同来读第五节
Verse 5 onwards
我们一同来读
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身互相联络做肢体也是如此按我们所得的恩赐各有不同或说预言就当照着信心的程度说预言或做知识就当专一知识或做教导的就当专一教导或做劝化的就当专一劝化施舍的就当诚实治理的就当殷勤怜悯人的
就当甘心所以这段圣经在全本圣经中间有它特别的独特处
So this passage has a uniqueness in the whole Bible
这个独特处是什么呢
What is the uniqueness
就是它记载了一些的恩赐跟别的地方记的恩赐是不一样
It records some of the gift that's not recorded in other places of the Bible
你在彼得前书看到有几个恩赐列出来
You know first Peter lists a few gifts
在以弗所第四章有几个恩赐
Ephesians 4 also recorded a few gifts
在 这个哥林多前书第十二章，你看到有九个恩赐的。
First Corinthians 12 also got a nine kind of gifts.
在这里有几个恩赐列出来。
Here a few gifts being listed here.
这里的恩赐跟其他地方列的恩赐是不一样。
So the gift listed here is different from other places.
其中又有几个是一样。
And some are the same.
因为有一些不一样，更显出它的独特在哪里。
And because there are some differences, that's why it shows its uniqueness.
好，现在请你们再看的时候。
So one more time when you read.
这次你自己算这里列出多少恩赐。
You would count how many gifts are listed here.
我们用一分钟的时间。
Use
你们告诉我，
you want to tell me
这有多少的恩赐列出来。
What? How many gifts are there?
有多少恩赐？啊？七个
？Seven？
七个
？Is it seven？
就不回答了。
Is it seven？
我音调调高一点，你就吓死了。
I just raise my pitch and then you're afraid。
我眼睛睁大一点点，你就动摇了。
I open my eye bigger and then you're shaken。
你怎么能站稳脚步，为主做盐做光
？How can you stand firm to the sun and light？
为主而实到永远，怎么可能？
到底
几个啊
？How many？
七个就七个，不必怕。
Seven。
我问七个，是七个。
Yes, seven。
七个，七个。
Yes, seven。
这样才会为主做见证。
Then only can testify for the Lord。
我说七个，你就糟糕了，几个？算了，你们这么没有把握。
So you're not confident。
七个
，seven。
我们来念好不好？这七恩赐，第一，
什么？
说预言。
第二，
这是第三。
Serving。
教导。
Teaching,
第四，劝化
；encouraging，
第五，施舍
；contributing，
第六
；gathering，
第七，怜悯人。很好
，mercy on people。
你们一下子把七个恩赐记在这一段的都念出来了。
So you have now recited all the seven the gifts。
那么这里恩赐有没有说是上帝的恩赐，或者是主的恩赐，或者是圣灵的恩赐？有没有啊
？Did it say gift of God or the Lord or the Holy Spirit here？
有没有啊？完全没有。
No。
那么哥林多前书十二章怎么提
？First Corinthians chapter 12, what does he say？
以弗所书第四章又怎么提
？Ephesians chapter 4, what does he say？
彼得前书讲的又怎么
？First Peter, what does he say？
怎么提？啊？好像
，like，
这一段很特别的。
It's very unique here。
我们个人的恩赐功用不一样。
All ours have different gifts and talents。
就这样讲。
You say that？
没有说。
He didn't say
是圣父来的
，coming from God the Father，
圣子来的
，God the Son，
圣灵来的
，God the Holy Spirit。
但是呢
，But then，
在以弗所第四章
，Ephesians chapter four，
很清楚说
，very clearly say，
那身上的岂不先降下吗
？He who has been ascended doesn't he come back first？
降下有升天
，He come down and then he ascended。
这是谁呀、啊、
？Who is he？
这是基督
，Jesus。
因为基督为我们
，Jesus for us，
降卑。
Coming to low, lowly,
humiliated, 然后呢
and then
受了第一般的痛苦的刑罚
and he suffered the punishment of the Hades.
这是观念中间的下阴间
and that is the concept of going to the Hades.
为我们这些应当下地狱的人受了阴间的痛苦
For us who go to hell, he suffered the hell.
降卑到这个地步
He has been humiliated.
有主把他升高到比一切执政掌权有为主治的所有权柄更高的名的名
Then he has been ascended to the highest name of all names.
所以耶稣基督是在最高的上面。
So Christ is upon the highest.
他升天。
He has ascended.
岂不是先降下
？Because he first come down.
他升天了以后呢
？After ascending,
就赐下
a gift
五个大的恩赐的职分。
Five big offices of gift.
先知
，prophet，
使徒，
不是。
他转过来了
No, turned around
使徒
The apostles
先知
The prophet
对不对先使徒后先知
Apostles and then prophet
他们传福音的
Then the evangelists
牧师
Then the pastors
和教师
And the teachers
所以那里是基督赐给教会的这份
Then you see that Christ Jesus gave offices
是恩典吗
Is that given?
是
Is that given?
是赐下来吗
Yes, it's given
是
Yes
赐给谁呢
Given the
whole 做牧师的
The pastors
做传道的
The evangelists
做教导的
And the teachers,
做使徒的
the apostles,
做先知的
and the prophets.
那么呢
and then,
在那里
there,
这个恩赐是哪里来的
where come the gift?
基督所赐下的
Christ Jesus.
是不是提到圣灵的恩赐呢
Did he say about the gift of the Holy Spirit? No.
是上帝的恩赐吗
Is it the gift of God? No.
这个但是呢
But then,
在哥林多前书十二章二十八节以后
First Corinthians chapter 12 after verse 28
是讲上帝在教会所设立的
It's of what God established in the church
这个不是指到恩赐的功用问题
Not talking about the function of a gift
这是上帝自己设立的这份的问题
That the offices God has established in the church
有九种
Nine
最先的
The first
有使徒
Apostle
有先知
Prophet
接下去呢
And then
是有什么好我们大家来看啊
Let us
哥林多前书说
First Corinthians chapter 12
二十八节
Verse 28.
接下去，哥林多前书
First Corinthians chapter 12.
第十二章
Chapter 12.
二十八节以后
Beginning from verse number 28.
翻到了我们大家一同开。
And then we shall read together.
开诵来读。上帝在教会所设立的，第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师，其次是行异能的，再次是得恩赐治病的。帮助人的
治理事的
说方言
的
这都是
其都是
使徒吗其都是
先知吗
其都是教师吗
其都是行异能的吗
其都是恩赐
医病的吗
其都是说方
言的吗
其都是
翻方言方言的吗
这里有没有传福音的
Is that evangelist mentioned here
没有
No
有没有牧师
Pastors
没有
No
为什么
Why
没有牧师没有传福音的
那 Pastor and Evangelist
教会里面设立的
That's the church being established
所以呢哥林多前书第十二章二十八二十九这一段的恩赐
So the gift talking about in this passage verses 28 and 29 in 1 Corinthians 12
是上帝设立的
It God has established
以弗所书第四章十一节
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11
基督赐下
It's given by Christ
再看哥林多前书12章
First Corinthians chapter 12
前面
And before that
在这里
Here
恩赐第四节恩赐原有分别圣灵却是一位这事也有分别主却是一位功用也有分别上帝却是一位在众人里面运行一切的事圣灵显在个人身上是叫人得益处这人蒙圣灵是他智慧的原理那人蒙这位圣灵是他知识的原理以为一人蒙这位圣灵是他信心还有一人蒙这位圣灵是他医病的恩赐又叫一人领神异能又叫一人能做先知又叫一人能变诸灵又叫一人能说方言又叫一人能说翻方言那这里又没有使徒了
First Corinthians 12 verses 4 to 11 It doesn't mean about apostles
也没有传福音的
Evangelists
也没有牧师
And pastors
也没有教师
And teachers
所以这里的哥林多前书第十二章前面一段
First Corinthians 12 verses 4 to 11
后面一段
And the last passage of it
已经了以弗所书第四章十一节
And as compared to Ephesians 4 verse 11
跟哥这个彼得前书所讲
And First Peter chapter 4
在比较刚才我们所看的罗马书第十二章
Compared to Romans chapter 12 we have here
不同的名单出现
Different list
啊，很奇妙的
Very strange enough
第十二章哥林多前书说是圣灵的恩赐
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 4 he said that the gift of the Holy Spirit
十二章的后面是上帝所设立
But after is what God has established in the church
而在这个以弗所书第十二章的基督所赐的
Ephesians chapter 4 he said that Christ is has given
圣父
God the Father,
圣子
God the Son
圣灵
God the Holy Spirit
那么罗马书呢
Romans
不提圣父
It never mentioned about God the Father God the Son
不提圣灵
or the Holy Spirit
是讲恩赐
and that was gift
而且没有使徒
and without apostle without the prophets
那这里有没有传福音呢
the evangelists are there
有没有牧师
pastors
有没有教师
teachers
有教导的
they want to teach
所以这个名单是不太一样的
so different list
那么呢到底是不是指恩赐只有这几种呢不是
Does he say that only different few kind of gift that they have? No
这段圣经是很特别
Very unique in this passage
提到几种这事特别要注意的是什么事情
And a few offices we're going to pay attention
但是不是说这几种这事包括教会里面所有的恩赐
It doesn't mean that all these services include all the gifts of the church
下个礼拜
Next week
我们要详细一个一个谈这个事
One by one we'll discuss
那我不知道几个礼拜才会谈论这七件恩赐的事情
I don't know how many weeks I could spend to complete all these seven gifts
我再把这七大恩赐提出来
So I want to mention again the seven gifts
说预言的最先
the one who prophesies first,
有知识
and then with the deep,
教导
teaching,
劝化
encouraging,
这三样接下去
these three after that,
有另外一个三样
and the other three,
就是施舍
Those contribute to need,
还有治理
those govern,
还有连续人
and there's a mercy on others.
这七个恩赐
these seven gifts,
在教会的肢体生活里面
in the body life of the church,
是很重要
important.
但我相信这些恩赐的名单
I truly believe that the list of all these gifts,
特别指肢体生活的健全什么健全
and especially talking about the perfectness of body life,
是不是指整个教会各方面所有的功用
in that talking about all kind of functions,
乃是教会里面肢体之间怎么建立应当有的注意应当有的境界
and that's the kind of gift given for the edifying of the body of the church
感谢上
praise God
求主帮助我们
that God will help us
请我们记得
we remember
教会不是我的
the church is not mine
教会不是他的
it's not his
教会不是你的
it's not yours
教会不是牧师的
the church is not pastor
教会不是使徒
the church is not apostle
教会不是有钱人
the church is not rich man
教会不是这一个教皇
This does not belong to the Pope.
不是使徒的。
那 doesn't belong to apostles or prophets.
是耶稣基督的。
A Christ.
大家说，教会是耶稣。
是耶稣的。
A church is contributed by all belongs to none.
教会呢是每一个人都应该贡献，但不是不属任何人的。
是从众人所贡献。但是却不属于任何人的
contributed by all but belonging to none
每个人都有份
when everybody has a share
来建造教会
to build the church
而教会不是这个外表的建筑
the church is not the outer building
是身体各肢体互相建立
but it's all part of the body that comes together to edify
我领受神给我的才干
I receive talent coming from God
我奉献被神使用
I dedicate to be used by God
被上帝分别为圣以后
after God has sanctified it
圣化的恩赐就意味着建立整个城
市 so the sanctified gift will come edifying the church
彼此建立
so we edify each other
是整个身体建立
so the whole body is being edified
我们应当有怎样的精神建立
what kind of spirit we want to use to edify it
求主继续带领我
that will continue to guide us
给我们明白这重要的
they will understand this important truth
下个礼拜我继续讲下去
next week I'll continue
我们今天就讲到这个地方
we'll stop here tonight
我们一同站起来
let us all rise